Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And once again, big shout out to all the people that participated in our Coolest Dog in Durango contest. Congratulations to Buddy, who'll be featured on the front side of the Steamworks beer. And then also the Twizzle, the runner-up, and Basher, and Four Corners Broadcasting for your support. DurangoBusiness.org for all of our upcoming events. And if you're in the need for insurance, Eddie Etchison Insurance, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jack. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. So, you know, with all the stuff going on and all the businesses reopening, I feel like now is a good time, to do an insurance audit of all your policies. Would that be a safe statement?
It is, and it's something that, you know, we tend to put off.
Uh-huh.
Until after the accident.
Right.
People don't really look at their insurance until after the accident. I had a gentleman one time call me up. He had an accident here on North Main, and it was a nasty one. And the first person he called, not 911, but he called me and said, am I covered?
Wow. And was he?
He was.
Good.
But I said, you need to hang up the phone and dial 911.
Yeah, get to the other people and make sure there's no injuries. Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, that's when we do find out if we have the right insurance is after the situation or, you know, after something occurs at our home or an accident. So let me ask you this. If, at Etchison Insurance up on North Main, if I were to bring in, like, my current policies, will you sit down with me and take a look and help me understand it?
We do. And, you know, we'll analyze it and then also kind of like look at your financial situation. Because here's the thing. You want to have an insurance policy that covers your financial exposure. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I only have, you know, I'm making $15, $17 an hour.
Uh-huh.
Why do I need a policy that covers me for just the minimum? Why don't I need anything extra? What people don't realize is their earning potential is their biggest asset. So
right.
Over a 40-year period, how much money are you going to make? And there's these commercials out there that says, give me my money, give me my money. And what they're talking about are these structured settlements. And so these lawyers have got together, and what they're doing is they're buying these structured settlements for pennies on the dollar. And so they'll cash you out. But so what happens if you don't have the money to pay for the damages? So, for example, if you have an auto accident, your policy covers you for $25,000.
Uh-huh.
But the damages or the plaintiff is awarded, say, $300,000.
Sure.
Is the judge just going to say, well, let bygones be bygones, and you got your $25,000, and he's not insured for anything more than that? No. The judge is going to hold you accountable for the $275,000.
Right.
So if you don't have that money, where does it come from? It comes from your paycheck.
Yeah.
So if you have a home or any kind of tangible assets or intangible assets, those are gone.
Wow.
And then after that, then they start going after your payroll.
And I think that's important to point out because the minimum requirements for Colorado law on motor vehicles is not much.
It's $25,000.
Yeah.
And if you know anybody that works at the hospital, the ER department, for example, what does it cost to get a helicopter ride from here, Durango, to Denver?
Oh, it's $50,000 roughly.
Easy, yeah. Easy. So your insurance won't even pay for the taxi ride to Denver if somebody has to be medevaced from here or to Albuquerque or elsewhere.
Right. So those are kind of coverages that you'll sit down with somebody and talk about. And I always think, you know, I even do this sometimes. I'm like, well, I'm looking at what's going to cost? And it's like you look at the front end, not what's it going to cost if an accident were to occur. And I have to say the other day I was at a stoplight. My wife was with me. I looked down and my eye, the light turned, the car in front. I started to go, and she screamed, Jack! And I'm like, and literally, I just, because I looked down for a second, and in my mind, for whatever reason, and literally, I could have rear-ended somebody. And it happened. That's why they call it an accident. It wasn't that I intended to do it, and luckily, we didn't get in one.
Right.
But things happen, and that's where Etchison Insurance, you guys can help.
You know, what I tell people is, Well, first of all, when they call, people are basically programmed to be price conscious only. That's all they care about. What is the cheapest premium you give me with the lowest deductibles? And that's all they think about is cheap premium. And again, we have been conditioned through the media, social media, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, the hard media through advertisements on TVs and radio and so forth. So it's price. You know, I can save you 15% in 15 minutes. That's all they're doing is trying to get you to beat down the price. But what they'll never tell you about is what coverages you have or right. what you're covered for. And what I tell people for the price, literally for the price of a cup of coffee, which is what, you know, it's going higher every day.
Right, right. $4
but,
maybe.
You know,
whatever,
$4 or $5 for the price of a cup of coffee yeah. can make the difference whether your paycheck is garnished or it's not garnished. It can make that $4 a month can make the difference of whether you keep your home
right.
or you lose it because of a settlement.
So it's kind of that old add a pay me now or pay me later,
right,
but pay
right,
up front right. to make sure you have the coverages. Now, also as an independent agent, explain what that means.
An independent agent is essentially can shop across different domains, if you will, different carriers, different markets.
Mm-hmm.
A captive agent essentially is a person that works for only one company. And they are told by that company what they sell. They have quotas, for example. So they'll try to beat you over the head for life insurance.
Right.
Because that because you necessarily want it, but it's because they're being told they have to sell it.
They're incentivized to do it.
They yeah. are very much incentivized. There's huge incentives for them to sell life insurance. So an independent agent really is shopping on your behalf and on your interests. A captive agent really is a captive to one company.
Okay. And then how many companies do you represent, let's say? And I'm sure it's different for auto, health,
dozens.
Not health, but
yeah.
home.
Dozens. It's too numerous to go through, but dozens. So we have tools that what we can do is we can plug in parameters, and mm-hmm. what it will do is it will go to all the different carriers and find the most competitive one that's going to fit your needs.
Right. And a plug, what's your website and how can people find you?
It is insurewithtrust.com.
Oh, insurewithtrust.com. I like
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to spell Etchison. That Y is silent, as you say.
It is.
So, and how long have you been doing this now, Eddie?
I was an engineer in Silicon Valley for about 20, 25 years.
Wow.
I used to teach computer science at the University of California. So I did that. This is my second career. I came out here wanting to get out of California,
yeah,
running from California.
Yeah.
And that was about 15 years ago. So I've been doing this about 15 years. I was too young to retire.
Uh-huh.
So I says, I got to do something with my time.
Yeah.
And then I stumbled into this.
And you're located on North Main.
North Main, just north of the Starbucks on the other side of the parking lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, and again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Eddie from Etchison Insurance. And, you know, one of the things that, again, I look at doing that whole analysis, because there are some things I want to call the exposure. You know, like in my job, having that exposure, being the chamber director, do I have proper coverage, let's say, for my home with, you know, even an umbrella policy? And in your home, making sure that things that you might own, whether it's firearms, some paintings, collectibles, jewelry, things of that nature, that making sure you have riders, I think they call it, right, that mm-hmm. you have that mm-hmm. additional coverage, because sometimes that may not be covered.
There are a lot of nuances to mm-hmm. home insurance policies, for example, and especially commercial policies. For example, if you live in a homeowners association, and you might have $500,000 liability coverage on your home insurance, but what happens if there's a claim in the common areas? Will your home insurance cover you for that?
Yeah.
The answer is no, unless you endorse it accordingly. Same thing. What if you live in an older home in Durango, Cortez, and in our surrounding communities, Bayfield? We have some homes that were built in 1800s, early 1900s, the 30s, the 40s, and so forth. Well, replacement means replacing what you had. So I teach classes on this through the Homes Fund.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you have a bottle, just a plastic water bottle, and you lose that, does that mean you get a stainless steel bottle? But the city code says you can't build according to 1919 standards. You have to build according to 2020 standards. So essentially you're going from a water bottle, plastic water bottle, mm-hmm. to a stainless steel bottle. So if you don't have those endorsements on your policies, you end up paying the difference between that water bottle and that stainless steel bottle. That's the building ordinance that the city imposes or the county.
And I don't even think it exists anymore in Durango. I remember when it used to be $100 a square foot. Now mm-hmm. it's closer to $250, yeah, $200, $250. I mean, it just, yeah. You know, if, you know, from, you know, granite countertops, things like that, or right. anything that you have.
Your
that,
custom homes yes. are $250 to $300 a square foot.
Absolutely.
Your, just your basic house is approaching $200 a square foot, which seems like a lot of money. It really does.
Yeah.
But the other thing about home insurance you need to keep in mind is you only insure the structure. You don't insure what's underneath it, the dirt or the trees or the rocks. You only mm-hmm. insure the structure. It's not the loan amount. It's not the appraised value. It's what it costs to demolition it, if there's a loss, and rebuild. Rebuilding is labor and material. Plus, if there's building code improvements, then you're going to have to implement those. And whether you have the coverages or not depends whether you pay for it or the insurance company pays for it.
And just demoing. If you have a fire, I mean, just you know, yeah. hauling away the debris. Yeah. I mean, those types of things that you don't think about.
Demoing can be about $25 to $50 a square foot, depending yeah. on what has to be done. So your home insurance needs to encompass the demolition costs plus the rebuilding costs. And there again, there's a lot of subtleties, nuances inside of a home policy. So you have to go through and make sure that it's endorsed accordingly. So your detached garage, for example, most policies only give you 10% of the home coverage. So if you're insuring mm-hmm. your home for $200,000, then you have 10% of that, which would be $20,000, would be your detached structures. A lot of properties out here have these beautiful barns and detached garages with living quarters. And you got to ask yourself, can I rebuild that for $20,000? So there's a lot of nuances, and just don't leave it to a fast-talking salesperson.
Sure.
Because what they're trying to do is just get the, you know, the ka-ching. They're just trying to get that cash register to ring.
Right, right. Well, again, reaching out to you, insurewithtrust.com is your website, located on North Main, just north of Starbucks, mm-hmm. the old Dairy Queen, mm-hmm. and Etchison Insurance. And I would assume somebody get in contact with you, Eddie, set up an appointment mm-hmm. to do a, and there's no better time, obviously, no better time than now, because of everything going on, to sit down and do a policy evaluation.
Or you could call. You know, a lot of people prefer to do it through email. That's fine over the uh-huh. phone. You can call 970-247-0006.
247-0006.
Yeah, so a lot of people just prefer telephone. That's fine.
Yeah. Especially in this new COVID world,
yeah,
and all the exactly other things right. that we yeah. have, and give you a call, and via email, you can send the policy, the deck sheet, or whatever that thing's called, and mm-hmm. Do a full evaluation. Mm-hmm. Well, Eddie, thank you for coming in, and thank you for your chamber membership, and again, insurewithtrust.com.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. I'm going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.